Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for Munchcast is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com. This is Munchcast with Cammie Blackstone and Leo Laporte, episode 69 for August 9th, 2009. J-E-L-L. Oh, Jell-O! This show is brought to you by listeners like you and your contributions. We couldn't do it without you. Thanks so much. It's time for Munchcast! Hit it, girls!
It's a tight squeeze, so come on, please, give me some wiggle room, that's what I want.
Resolution that's easy to keep because every diet needs a little wiggle room.
That's the Go-Go's, and this is Cammie Blackstone, our wiggler of the week.
Wiggle, wiggle. Wiggle, wiggle.
I don't think really advertising a diet product with the wiggle, isn't wiggle like what you don't want? You want firm, you don't want jiggle?
I think they're just trying to show you that something that is only 10 calories per serving is still fun. And, you know, there's nothing more fun and or versatile than Jell-O.
This is our topic of the day, Jell-O. Now, in Britain, for those of you listening in Great Britain, I shall translate. Whenever you hear the word Jell-O, think jelly.
Jelly? Is that what they say?
Jelly. Yes. Huh.
What do they put on their peanut butter sandwiches then?
I don't know.
Preserves.
Marmalade.
Oh, that's
jam.
Right. Vegemite.
That's Australia. But they don't put jelly on their toast. That would be silly. They put jam on their toast.
You know, there really is nothing sillier than Jell-O, really. I mean,
silliest. Absolutely.
It's very hard to look at a big plate of Jell-O and frown. I mean, it really brings you joy.
What is the origination? Where did somebody get the idea that if you grind up horse's hooves, you're going to have a good food?
Well, there was, there's a whole lot of history behind it. But I will tell you that the person who was really trying to get the Jell-O wagon started, he was experimenting with making a laxative. Huh. And instead, he invented, I have to put my spectacles on. I tried to do it without. He tried to go ahead and make, a laxative, but he ended up creating America's favorite dessert.
Now, and I had Jell-O in China.
Did
is,
you know?
Is that not indigenous to Asia?
Jell-O itself? No. Well, I mean, I think that probably every culture has some sort of Jell-O. I mean, in the olden days, in the 1850s, that's when they were making it with boiled egg whites and shells, and they dripped it through a jelly bag, and it was like a long process to make the gelatin. Once they figured out they could just boil up some hooves and some cartilage,
What is aspic made out of?
Okay, I think aspic is quite similar. Actually, I should have checked that out because I do have some aspic recipes.
Is a dish in which ingredients are set in a gelatin mold made from a meat stock or consomme. Yeah, anybody who's ever made soup knows that the stock
does get gelatinous.
If you chill it, will gelatinize.
It's kind of like when you open up a can of Spam and there's
jelly. That's right. There's jelly at the top.
Protective jelly.
So I think that the natural meat gelatin was probably the first.
Sure.
So are you distinguishing Jell-O from aspic and other meat gelatins?
Yeah, because the thing about aspic is that it retains the meat flavor.
That's not good with cherry.
I was recently at a party where someone made a beautiful tomato aspic, but it still was savory rather than a sweet Jell-O that is more of a dessert. We're going with dessert Jell-O, although I think we will veer into the salad arena with Jell-O today.
I'm seeing in Wikipedia that a detailed recipe for aspic is found in Le Viandier, written in 1375.
Wow.
So it's been around a long time.
Wow. But that may be one of the oldest foods we've covered in some time.
I don't think they mentioned marshmallows.
Canned pineapple,
however, no.
Right. Hey, did you ever see the Office episode when Jim hid Dwight's stapler in the Jell-O mold?
Yes. That's like my favorite episode. He would gelatinize all his office supplies.
I love that so much. And actually, there was a prank thing I was looking at where there's some prank site. Now, I won't find it because I took my glasses off, where you could actually... they show you how to hide someone's car keys in Jell-O, and there's, pranks galore.
Now, I'm thinking, okay, let me just think out loud here.
Yes.
You probably just make Jell-O as normal, and as it starts to thicken, and this is the key, then you put the stuff in, because otherwise it sinks to the bottom.
Yeah, then you deposit it. Although, what you could do, what they show you in the key episode is you just throw the keys in there.
Yeah.
But see, they sink to the bottom. But then when you decant your mold,
then they're at the top.
So it's okay if they sink.
Well,
and then you have a little bit of a key kind of poking out. So it's kind of encouraging for someone to kind of reach into the Jell-O and get their keys. You got to be careful, though, if you have like a keyless remote.
Oh, yeah.
Don't submerge the keyless remote.
Yeah.
Those things. Although they're making them better. I know that, for instance, my son is on his third iPod Shuffle. And for the...
Does he like to put his iPod in Jell-O?
No, but I've washed and dried several.
Oh, yeah.
And now this third one's been through the washer and the dryer, and it still works. So I think they're getting better about that. So I'm not recommending putting your iPod in
Jell-O. Do not Jell-ify your iPod.
Yeah.
So Jell-O, as we know it as a brand name, when did that come about?
That came about around the 1900s. And there's this awesome, awesome Jell-O gallery. If you go to jellogallery.org, because it all began in Leroy, New York. And they have a great website with all kinds of great Jell-O history. But even better than their Jell-O history is they have like a Jell-O museum that you can visit.
I love the original motto of Jell-O.
Delicate, delightful, dainty.
Delicate, delightful, and dainty.
You know what? That's funny because that's on my business card. I had no idea this whole time that Jell-O had already used it.
I think they're probably giving it up now.
Triple D, baby.
And it was Pearl B. Waite that invented it. What a great name.
I know. And he's quite a looker. But if you go around their website, they have so many cool things. They have actually a great gift shop, which... First of all, I never knew that they even had a museum. But if you go to their gift shop, you can buy Jell-O molds of every shape and size. One of my favorites is my son. We ordered this online a couple of years ago. It's a brain. It's a mold of a brain. And then you make say your strawberry Jell-O. And then as it's beginning to gelatinize, then you sort of stream through another color like green or blue. And it really does look like a brain.
Wow. Now, where would I get the molds? Is that on the Jell-O gallery? Or do I?
Yeah. If you go to the jellogallery.org and then click to their gift shop, they not only have golf shirts, T-shirts, cups, and mugs, but the best part is all of the Jell-O molds. And they have cookbooks,
Wow.
Ornaments, shot glasses. Ooh, shot glasses. Very important when we're talking about Jell-O.
Jell-O shots.
I'm not exactly sure when the Jell-O shot first came to be, but I know that... I don't believe around the Animal House era they had it, but geez Louise, in college, that's, it
was Did you do Jell-O shots? Did they have Jell-O shots by the time you were
Hells
in school?
Hells yeah.
I don't remember Jell-O shots.
I even when I worked with Frank and Mike on KNBR, I got them to do Jell-O shots.
You did? Really?
Yeah.
What was the upshot of that? Because they were a little straight-laced.
They liked their fancy wines and their martinis and their bloodies.
Yeah, but now this is a show that was on 5:30 to 9 a.m. in the morning.
Around 8, they were sleepy.
Doing Jell-O shots at 8. That's good.
Yeah. But, I didn't know that there were so many varieties of Jell-O shots because I had always done just the Jell-O with the vodka in there. And that was fine.
So, but wait a minute. Now, let me understand this. Do you use vodka instead of water when you make a Jell-O shot? Because I've never done
it. I use it like half and half because otherwise it won't gel correctly.
So, vodka isn't a good liquid in the...
It's good.
In terms
it's just
of
you
gelling.
Don't want to do it straight for so you don't want to, you got to have a little water in there. Yeah. If you go to jelloshotrecipe.blogspot, jellofarm.com. They have such an amazing array of Jell-O shot possibilities. I'm looking right now at the beer Jell-O shot recipe, which the ingredients is a box of your favorite Jell-O.
Yeah.
And then 12 ounces of malt liquor.
You're going to hold that up too?
That's gone.
She held up the Jell-O, but the malt liquor didn't make it through.
I left the Schlitz at home. I'm in the car.
Oh, look, mojito Jell-O shot.
Doesn't that sound delicious? That was the one I was excited about.
Oh, you actually put muddled mint right in there.
I think that would be so good.
I'm going to make that, baby.
I mean, what a great summertime thing.
6 ounces of white rum, 3 ounce package of lime Jell-O. I guess they don't make mint Jell-O, so you probably have to make lime Jell-O. 1 cup of boiling water, 2 ounces of cold water, chopped mint leaves. Mix the Jell-O with water. Add the rum later. I advise you to add chopped mint leaves after it cools down a bit, but still liquid. You have to stir it a while so that leaves freeze there in the middle, not in the base of the cup or only in the top of it. Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah, see?
Wow. I'm going to make that mojito. That's going to be for my next dinner party.
No, I really think it would be a great thing to bring to a summer barbecue. You know, it's refreshing and it's
fun. Do you have to refrigerate the Jell-O? I mean, or can you just, once it's made, will it melt if you leave it out in the sun?
It doesn't melt like ice cream, but it does, you know, melt after a while.
It liquefies.
Yeah, thankfully, you know, those boiled horse hooves really keep it together. I do have a little bit of Jell-O shot history.
Before you do that, somebody sent me this link. Jell-O mojitos. Yum.
I love that you're bouncing on your ball.
That was so happy.
Hard chair.
That was a happy song.
Well, you know, like I said, try eating Jell-O and frown. It's just not possible. It's just too silly.
Jell-O turns that frown upside down.
And you know what? My other favorite slogan besides dainty, delicate, and what was it? Delightful, delicate, and dainty.
What?
There's always room for Jell-O.
Now, explain that to me. What does that mean? That means that Jell-O takes up no room?
Yeah, it's kind of, yeah. I mean, you could say you're stuffed to the gills.
But there's you could always stick some more in there. If you're feeling uncomfortable because you've eaten so much, your gut is distended, and you're about to throw up in your mouth, that's okay because there's always room for Jell-O.
Right.
So thank God, because I know I don't want to take another bite, but I have to have some Jell-O.
So I was looking at a little background on the Jell-O shots, you know, and
Dr. Mom, who is a trained Jell-O chemist, says Jell-O will liquefy if you shake it hard, even if it's cold.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Shake it really hard. Boom. It's liquid.
I just like jiggling it gently, a gentle jiggle.
I've noticed.
I don't know. I like to shake it
that
hard.
She's a gentle jiggler.
So it says here on the Jell-O shot history page that Tom Lehrer invented the Jell-O shot, but I don't think it was that Tom Lehrer,
the guy who sang all those
poisoning pigeons in the park. Yeah. I don't think it was him, though. Okay. I mean, I think it's just
he was a mathematician at UC Santa Cruz. He might have.
Well, he said he was
a professor.
Oh, yeah.
He might have.
Slug Jell-O.
He might have.
It says
in fact, I think my first Jell-O shot was in Santa Cruz.
Was it?
Yeah.
I'll bet it was. I mean, I think Santa Cruz is probably a hotbed for Jell-O shots. But it says that he invented them in the Army in around 1955.
That could have been Tom Lehrer.
Yeah.
Is it L-E-H-R-E-R?
Yeah, it's spelt the same, yeah. Wow. L-E-H-R-E-R.
Wow.
Maybe it is him.
Wow, wouldn't that be something? You got your claim to fame. Not only were you one of the top, satire songwriter singers, you also invented Jell-O.
In a way, it's sad that his song career overtook the credit he should have received for inventing the Jell-O shots.
Let me just search. It is the same Tom Lehrer.
It is?
Oh, my God.
See how much you can learn on this show.
According to Wikipedia, Lehrer has stated that he invented the Jell-O shot while he was working at the National Security Agency as a means of circumventing liquor restrictions.
See, you know what? Desperate times call for desperate measures. So then he probably took it to Santa Cruz where it caught on like wildfire.
That's bizarre. I didn't know he worked at the NSA. And then that he invented Jell-O shots as a way to drink while he's doing the spy work.
This man should be sainted. Is all I can say. I can't believe he's not getting enough credit for that.
He's by the way, still lives in Santa Cruz.
He does? Is he alive?
Oh, yeah.
Jesus, let's call him.
He's 71. He's not that old. No, I'm sorry. He's 81.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know he's older than my parents. 81.
His last math class was 2001 at UCSC.
Really?
Yeah. And he's, you know, you might see, if you see a fella with some Jella, just that around the age of 81, that could be him in Santa Cruz. I'm going to go look. This is like, for me, this is like looking for J.D. Salinger, searching for the man who invented the Jell-O shot.
I
wrote Fight Fiercely Harford.
Oh, I'm trying to think of the other songs that I like.
The Wild West is where I want to be. It makes a fellow proud to be a soldier.
The Vatican Rag.
Vatican Rag. Didn't he write the atomic bomb one where they would blow up everybody?
Probably.
Boom. No, that was Randy Newman.
Oh, well, they were, you know, birds of a feather. Birds of a feather.
They were. He was Randy Newman, the early Randy Newman. Listen, this is Tom Lehrer.
There's antimony, arsenic, aluminum, selenium, and hydrogen, and oxygen, and nitrogen, and rhenium, and nickel, neodymium, neptunium, germanium, and iron, americium, ruthenium, uranium, europium, zirconium, lutetium, vanadium, and lanthanum, and osmium, and astatine, and radium, and gold, protactinium, and indium, and gallium, and iodine, and thorium, and thulium, and thallium. There's yttrium, ytterbium, actinium, rubidium, and boron, gadolinium, niobium, iridium, and strontium, and silicon, and silver, and samarium, and bismuth, bromine, lithium, beryllium, and barium. There's holmium and helium and hafnium and erbium and phosphorus and francium and fluorine and terbium and manganese and mercury, molybdenum, magnesium, dysprosium and scandium and cerium and cesium and lead, praseodymium and platinum, plutonium, palladium, promethium, potassium, polonium and tantalum, technetium, titanium, tellurium and cadmium and calcium and chromium and curium.
You know what he's leaving out?
There's sulfur, californium, fermium, berkelium, and also mendelevium, einsteinium, nobelium, and argon, kryptonium, radon, xenon, zinc, and rhodium, and chlorine, carbon, cobalt, copper, tungsten, tin, and sodium. These are the only ones of which the news has come to Harvard. And there may be many others, but they haven't been discovered.
You know, I'd like to hear him sing that after a couple of Jell-O shots.
That is amazing. I'm still reeling from the idea that he invented Jell-O shots to sneak liquor into the National Security Agency.
Well, you know, it's one of those things, like, wasn't Hedy Lamarr also, like, didn't she design
invented spread
something?
She invented spread spectrum.
What's that?
It's something that happens after you sit on a ball too long.
Oh,
no, well. It's actually what's used even today in Wi-Fi and other applications, your cordless phone.
Yeah, I'm telling you. There are people out there. They're pretty darn clever.
Somebody in our chat room is saying somebody else invented Jell-O shots in 1862, and I'm sorry.
No, we're going with Tom Lehrer.
We're going with Tom Lehrer.
Unless you come up with a name, some kind of information to back that claim up. Tom Lehrer.
Yeah.
I will tell you that that in the early part of the 20th century, immigrants entering Ellis Island in New York City were served Jell-O as a welcome to America snack.
Wait a minute. All right, Dale Poco has provided me with the evidence.
What?
From an 1862 book called The Bon Vivant's Companion, Punch Jelly. This is from 1862. Make a good bowl of punch a la Ford, already described. To every pint of punch, add an ounce and a half of isinglass dissolved into a quarter of a pint of water. Pour this into the punch whilst quite hot, then fill your molds, taking care they are not disturbed until the jelly is completely set. Orange, lemon, or calf's foot jelly, not used at dinner, can be converted into punch jelly for the evening. Leftover calf's foot jelly.
Oh, that's
ooh,
my
yum.
Favorite.
Mm. By following the above directions, I'll be taking care of it. Blah, 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 blah.
Stand corrected.
Well, no, wait a minute. I think it's completely likely and possible that Tom Lehrer independently invented the Jell-O shot.
He may have invented the individual Jell-O shot. Like, this one was talking about
that's a punch
jelly.
Ball.
Yeah, and like in a mold.
Yeah.
Like, maybe he did the ones in the Dixie cups.
He did the one that I care about, the mojito Jell-O shot. That's He says his first one was vodka and orange Jell-O. It was kind of a solidified.
Well, you know, that's interesting because the first four Jell-O flavors available were orange, lemon, strawberry, and raspberry. Lime didn't come around until 1930. Bit of a late comer.
Why do you think they didn't think of lime right off the top? Because that's like the, don't you think, do they have purple?
Grape jelly, sure.
Purple?
Sure.
Purple.
Yeah. Hey, you know, there is, and I should have sent you this link earlier.
There must be some very odd Jell-O flavors by now.
Well, there are flavors that have been discontinued. If you go to the Jell-O website, they have like a timeline. It tells you the ones that were discontinued. But, you know, Bill Cosby, who for years, and I believe still is, the Jell-O.
He's the Puddin' Pop guy.
Yeah, but I think he's been spokesperson for Jell-O as well. And there's this great picture. I'm going to send it to you.
Well, there's a flavor finder on the Jell-O site.
There you go.
By moving the slider at the bottom of the screen, you can access the full spectrum of Jell-O flavors. Look at this. It's like a rainbow.
Do they have calf's hoof on there like you were talking about?
Okay, they've got pistachio.
Oh, that sounds
margarita,
tasty.
Lime, berry blue, grape, black cherry, raspberry, cranberry. There's cherry and there's mixed fruit. There's strawberry and watermelon, peach and apricot and pumpkin, orange, pineapple, butterscotch and banana cream, tapioca, rice pudding. There's flan, there's white chocolate, there's coconut and pina colada.
I totally think that you should contact Tom Lehrer and come out with a new one.
According to Dr. Mom, who is a trained physicist and I don't know what else. No, she's a doctor because that's her name. She says Jell-O gives off the same electrical activity as a man's brain.
Oh, it does. And I actually have that here.
You knew that?
Yeah, I was going to. That was going to be my.
Why didn't you tell me that?
Because that was my big coup de grace.
Oh, well, save it.
On March 17th in 1993, technicians at St. Jerome Hospital in Batavia test. Oh, right. It just went away.
Don't leave us hanging.
Test a bowl of lime Jell-O with an EEG machine and confirmed the earlier testing by Dr. Adrian Upton that a bowl of wiggly Jell-O has brainwaves identical to those of adult men and women.
Does that
mean that Jell-O can think?
No.
Are you sure?
Because I can confirm this. Because I went to Washington, D.C. to the FCC cell phone testing labs where they have a cell phone. Because they have to test a cell phone to approve it, right? To make sure it's not going to scramble your stuff.
Uh-huh.
They have a giant, clear, like human body. You know, like you drew an outline on of a murder.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Except that it's clear and it's a half. It's like half like a Jell-O mold, and it's filled with something. Now I know what it is. It's filled with lime Jell-O, and then they put receivers inside the body.
Wow!
And they move the phone around. They have a robot arm that goes and measures it. And
to
the
check
guy
and see
to
where
check and see. And the guy told me, yes, what's in there is a substance identical. Has the same properties, the same conductivity properties as the human body so that we can test how much of the cell phone radiation goes through it. And I'm sure now that it makes perfect sense. It's Jell-O.
It's Jell-O.
You didn't want to tell me that.
Right. I wonder how much the U.S. government pays for a box of Jell-O. Like, I wonder if they call it something different that sounds like really super important.
It's mil-spec Jell-O.
Yeah, they could just go to Costco and get themselves a whole bunch for nothing.
$18,000 a box.
Yeah. Hey, there are, you know, Jell-O, you know, there is always the sort of white trash picnic Jell-O where you throw a can of fruit cocktail in the Jell-O, you know, the stuff you've seen for years. But there's also some upscale Jell-O recipes, and I'll post these at munchcast.com once I finally remember the password. So this one was on Everyday Italian on the Food Network.
Yeah.
So this has raspberry flavored Jell-O, just a box, Prosecco.
Oh, Prosecco.
And then 1.5 cups of frozen raspberries, mascarpone cheese,
Ooh.
And then toasted walnuts.
Oh, I'm loving this. This is not your Waldorf salad. This is not your grandfather's Waldorf salad.
No, this is the stuff, man. And so at Chowhound, they have all kinds of, all these people like put forth delicious highbrow Jell-O recipes. So just something to think about. You know, it's not, like you said, it's not.
Not your grandfather's Jell-O.
No.
Wow.
So there. And then also, Liz Hickok, who is an amazing artist who lives in San Francisco, has done incredible things using Jell-O as a medium. She works in Jell-O, if you know what I mean. She actually did, if you go to Liz Hickok, which her last name is HICKOCK.com, go to her website and check out her portfolio. She did the entire city of San Francisco out of Jell-O.
Here's the White House in Jell-O.
Yeah, there's the White House. Yeah, she just recently did that one. It's incredible.
Does she keep it refrigerated?
You know, I'm going to have to like do further research on that. It looks like her Jell-O can, I think Jell-O can stay out for a while. I mean, she's not going to shake it up like the woman who just texted you said. I mean, her work, though, when you look, she did the Mission District. She did Victorians. Wow. She did the Palace of Fine Arts. She did
Because she's been able to do this with Jell-O, she also simulates the earthquake. For instance, here's a simulation of the Telegraph Hill earthquake in Jell-O.
It shook like a bowl full of Jell-O.
It did. And actually, my house, see where the quake tower is there? My house is just that little green cube of Jell-O to the left. That's my house. I did not have much damage during the earthquake because I was on a hill.
There you go. High on a hill.
Do you think she's actually under the table shaking it right now? I think she is. Do you think she molds these one at a time?
Yeah, she does. I know she does that part of it.
Have you watched her?
I was looking, you know, reading all about it and stuff. There was a big thing, piece on her somewhere that I read. But there's also in Eugene, Oregon, every April, they do a Jell-O art show at the Maude Kearns Gallery. Mm. And if you go to madmartian.com, he's got a whole bunch of pictures of people's entries. And there are some amazing ones. There is one of just a giant butt. And I don't know how, like, they... A giant woman's butt. And I don't know how exactly they were able to...
Now, see, I'm looking for that, because that's... Oh, there's Dorothy in a Jell-O mold. Where's the woman's rear end?
I think it was an earlier one. Maybe, you know what? Go to...
I'm looking at Jell-O-Rama.
Yeah, April it might Fools. Have been on the Maude Kearns actual...
That's all right.
Her website.
I'll save that for after the show.
For later.
Oh my God, there's a Ken doll made out of Jell-O and they've been eating him.
It is such a versatile thing. This is
kind of self-referential. A Jell-O box in a cube of Jell-O.
Ooh.
Mm. That's like a statement. That's like Ouroboros, the snake that eats its own tail. Or something. The Jell-O box that eats its own Jell-O.
Now, I know this was going to come up eventually. Because all Munchcast episodes eventually turn to bacon. There is a recipe that I will post that is apple bacon bourbon Jell-O shots. Bourbon jigglers. So you start out, and I did send you that link, Leo, if you want to like whoop that up there. Hot Jell-O shots.
Hot Jell-O shots.
So it's five strips of slab bacon, 1 1/4 cups bourbon.
I got the bourbon right here.
A quart of apple cider.
Okay.
1/2 cup maple syrup, and then 5 packets unflavored gelatin.
Yeah, because you've got plenty.
Bringing the flavor.
There's plenty. If you're bringing the flavor.
Yeah, you don't want to add that to this. You know, the bourbon. The bourbon might be okay, but you want to add the bacon.
This worries me a little bit. It says inspired by mixologist Eben Freeman's technique called fat washing. I infused bourbon with bacon first before making the Jell-O. The flavor isn't overwhelmingly bacon, but the technique does give the Jell-O savory quality it wouldn't otherwise be there. So you cook the bacon, pour the hot fat into a heat-proof glass measuring cup, and stir in the bourbon. So you're actually not using the bacon. You eat the bacon.
Well, yeah.
You use the bacon fat. Well,
you could, though, chop up the bacon and then throw it into the Jell-O so that as you slice through your mold.
Do you want chunks of bacon in your bacon bourbon jigglers?
I want chunks of bacon in everything.
In anything, yes. Okay, right into that one.
All right, you know. And then...
I knew that was coming.
I did get, when I was having such problems with Twitter, I had to end up using... Facebook, and I did get a couple of great recipes from folks. Let's see, Knox Jell-O beets, celery, onions, topped off with mayo. It's a beet aspic.
Oof.
Does that get your salivary glands going?
Wow.
No? Okay, how about this one? Aunt Mavis.
By the
Aunt
way, talk to me, guy. The Twitter is now happening.
It is?
The flow on Twitter has started to come in.
I gotta go check it out.
Talk to me, guy says you could substitute limoncello for the Prosecco. That would be delicious.
Oh, that would be I actually have some limoncello.
I love limoncello. Mr. Protocol says Steve Allen once jumped into a swimming pool of Jell-O on the old Tonight Show.
Oh, boy.
You could drown that way.
Well, there is the whole phenomenon of Jell-O wrestling. And if you go to jellowrestling.com, it has actually the rules and regulations for Jello wrestling. Now, when I was in college, my friend Bill Whitfield worked for
I remember Bill Whitfield.
Yeah, you know, William Walter Whitfield, Triple W. He worked for this place where they had huge refrigerators. So we did one time make gigantic trays of Jell-O and tried to Jell-O wrestle. And it's not as fun as it sounds.
No,
I'm sorry.
No.
It's just not. But you know what is as fun, and it's been discontinued. Have you heard, do you remember from the 70s, 1-2-3 Jell-O?
No, what's that?
1-2-3 Jell-O was a product that Jell-O made
for a
while. Oh,
I'm distracted. I'm sorry. I Googled Jell-O wrestling.
Oh, you just go to jellowrestling.com.
I know. I shouldn't have Googled Jell-O wrestling.
Don't Google it. Just go.
I got a lot
just
of...
go straight there.
My eyes are burning now.
Oh, there's one of my children. Okay, so if you go to...
We're not talking about Jell-O wrestling.
No, but 1-2-3 Jell-O.
1-2-3 Jell-O.
Yeah, it was a great product that Jell-O came out with in the 70s. And it had like different layers. So there was like the Jell-O layer.
Oh, I remember that. That was good.
Yeah.
It was and then fantastic. You put Cool Whip in there.
Well, it was three layers. So yeah, there was like a kind of a pudding-ish one. And then the top one was more of like a mousse layer.
There's actually a petition at petitiononline.com.
I signed it today.
To Kraft Foods.
Bring it back, baby.
Bring back Jell-O 1-2-3.
Yeah, bring it back.
Because you'd blend it, but it would separate itself out into regular Jell-O, a creamy mousse-like middle, and a light creamy top.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
I want it!
I know, it was good. I signed the petition today. I was number 4,516.
Wow. Well, we'll check back at the end of the show and see if anybody else has signed that petition. Go to petitiononline.com/Jell-O123. Let's get that. Let's get those numbers up.
Bring
boys
it back,
and girls.
Baby. You know what else I want them to bring back? Jell-O, if you're listening. Kraft Foods. Spoon candy. Now, do you remember spoon candy? That was more delving into the pudding. But it was like if it was a pudding that had like a hard candy shell. So you'd make the pudding and
you
then
mean
you'd
like creme caramel?
Kind of, but you'd you, it came
without
with this
the blowtorch.
Well, yeah, sort of. You didn't need a blowtorch. It wasn't a sugar shell. It was like a hard chocolate shell.
Yeah.
Just kind of Google spoon candy, see what you come up with. In the 70s.com/food has it.
Mm. Spoon candy. I'm not familiar with that. That's interesting.
Oh, it was good. I just love anything where you have to kind of tap at your food and break through the shell to get to the good stuff.
Why was Jell-O Biafra named Jell-O Biafra? Did your research tell you anything about that?
I did not. You know, I am a fan.
Yeah.
Very big fan
oh,
of Jell-O.
Oh, I know. You introduced me to the Jell-O.
Yeah. Yeah. And of course, he ran for mayor of our fine city years and years
and
ago.
And lost.
Yeah, he was beat out by someone named, what was her name? Dianne Feinstein.
Oh, her.
But I think he was also running against like maybe one of the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence or someone.
Yeah,
else.
Sister
it was
Boom
quite
Boom.
A crew.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah.
San Francisco elections are so much fun.
Well, this last election we had.
Chicken John ran, right?
Chicken John. And then also the Naked Yoga guy. Naked and a guy named Grasshopper. So it was, again.
You could be working right now. Instead of working for the fine supervisor you work for, you could be working for Grasshopper or the Naked Yoga guy.
Being forced to do naked yoga every day before work.
I don't think yoga should be done naked, but that's another topic for another day.
Unless you do it in Jell-O.
Jell-O would be okay. Yeah. So we watch this borderline racist Jell-O commercial?
Yeah.
This and comes just, what era does this come from? 60s, I think. Yeah. This is the borderline race. We just warn you. There was a different time. People were thinking differently.
Back to present ancient Chinese pantomime, just for fun of it, Jell-O tonight. Back to present small Chinese type baby waiting for dessert. Chinese mother bling baby, Jell-O, famous Western
bling?
Delicacy.
Oh,
poor Chinese
dear.
Baby. He unable to tell if this Jell-O is strawberry, raspberry, jelly, orange, lemon, lime, apple, black raspberry, black jelly, or grape. Jell-O come in all 10 flavors. Poor Chinese baby. But Chinese mother bling baby, great Western invention, spoon. Spoon was
okay.
invented
There's
for eating
so
Jell-O.
Many things wrong with this.
Baby,
I know.
This is
and, but
Jell-O.
Who's that voice actor? He's
dark,
like, you know, done a million cartoons.
Chinese baby, very happy.
I know
so
he's not Asian.
Ancient Chinese pantomime.
No, he's not Asian.
Is pretty good commercial, no?
No. Oh, my God. I can't believe that even aired. That's terrible.
It's really shocking.
That's just awful. First of all, Chinese people don't say bling or veli.
No.
Or brack belly.
No.
They don't talk like that. Second of all, they did invent the frickin' spoon.
Yeah.
They had the spoon while we were still using knives to eat.
Uh-huh. I know. It's so wrong on so many levels.
And when I was in China, almost every meal we got served a very, because it was hot out, right? Mm-hmm. A very interesting drink that was supposed to cool you that had little gelatin cubes with an herb infusion and in a kind of an herbal tea. And it was fantastic. And that was a very popular, apparently very popular thing to have, a cooling drink that you would have.
You know, I think it's also a very long way to go just to say that you can't use chocolate. I mean, just the whole...
It's just bad. It's bad. It's bad in every way. Hey, let's get the flavor out of our mouth with the Mr. Wiggle.
Yeah.
Mr. Wiggle. Now, this is a Happy commercial.
Yes, it is. And it's Jell-O's competition. I didn't know they had it.
I'm sweet to them. I have this crazy tooth, and I've got to eat all the sweets I can find. But there is something even better. Mr. Wiggle, the new candy flavor gelatin made just for kids. Aha! I see some now.
Ready, set,
go!
It's Mr. Wiggle.
Yeah, well, it looks like Sweet Tooth Sam's been here. How sweet it is. My dessert's made without sugar in 6 candy flavors.
Those are all the Stan Freberg people doing the voices.
Paul Frees.
Yeah. And of course, they later did Rocky and Bullwinkle. And those are the best commercials from that era.
Uh-huh.
Were those Stan Freberg, So what happened to Mr. Wiggle? I mean, it just couldn't compete against Jell-O?
I think he morphed into Mr. Bubble.
Mr. Bubble. Come to think of it,
he had a little change of... Midlife crisis.
A trans product.
I have no idea. I do know this, though, Leah. What state do you think in our fine nation consumes the most Jell-O?
I'm going to say Indiana.
Utah.
Oh, probably because of the Mormons. Mormons love Jell-O.
Jell-O is the official state snack of Utah.
Really? Now we're talking per capita, because obviously if you include, total consumption, probably higher in California.
Well, they had thousands and thousands and thousands of people sign a petition in support of the official snack designation.
Of course they did.
And Bill Cosby even came to Utah.
Of course he did.
Well, to join in the excitement over the beginning of the official snack designation.
Do people still eat Jell-O? Is that at all? I mean, anybody?
Oh, I make Jell-O all the time. I do. Really? In addition to doing the jigglers, it's kind of fun to do the,
Jell-O shots. That's what I'm doing.
To make the jigglers where it's like you can do shapes and you can cut them out with cookie cutters. Kids love that. I think, Lewis, you've kind of outgrown that now.
Oh.
Now he's playing some kind of like killing game online. But when he was, sweet.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Just cutting star shapes of Jell-O was enough, but
not anymore.
No,
it's
not
a different time. They're different.
Kill someone with it.
A Jell-O throwing star. That would be useful.
He might be interested in there. There's a lot of really cool recipes online. There was one that I saw how you can make Jell-O eyeballs. And this one you use yellow Jell-O or lemon Jell-O, not limoncello, but lemon Jell-O. And then you put in ice cube trays and then you put a blueberry in each one. And then when you decant them from the ice cube tray, it looks like, an eyeball.
I'm going to go make some Jell-O shots. I want to make those mojitos.
I think it sounds pretty good.
I don't think maybe I can make them in eyeball shapes.
You could make like a Bloody Mary aspic Jell-O shot.
Okay, that's not bad.
And then on that Jell-O shot website, they actually have a martini one that has like olives in it. So
ooh,
I don't know,
floating flavor. In it? Oh, that's
yeah. So I don't know. I'm trying to think. I guess you would have to use just the plain. I don't know. I'm not sure exactly what flavor you would use for that one. But they also have a lot of delicious rum ones that are like, pina colada. Got your Ramos Fizz Jell-O shot. You name it.
Ladies and gentlemen, go out and celebrate this lovely Jell-O day.
America's favorite dessert.
It's delightful, distinctive, and
delicate.
There you go.
Delicate, dainty, delightful. Something like that.
Just like Cammy B.
And diabolical, apparently.
Cammy, have a great week. We'll talk to you next week on Munchcast.
The big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O pudding.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O tops. The Elka pudding's just a real.